Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
Hey, hey, hey. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Home-Based Business 101, your YTB program concerning home-based business. Yes, person you just heard, Rick Ricketts, said, if I could show you how to book travel on the internet and be able to do that, would you be interested in doing that? Because that's all this business is about, and you know that's so powerful in terms of that. Before I get the show started today, though. You know, I do tributes and stuff at times. We got a big program coming up this Sunday, but one of the people was one of my favorite artists who last year, in 2005, in the first part of July, who transitioned and went on home to glory. The person by the name of Luther Vandross. Luther had a song called Dance With My Father Again, and I'm going to play that to get the show started because Luther was one of my people that I really enjoyed listening to, and I just want to share his name.
Everyone, first listen.
So listen a little bit of Luther Vandross, and I'll come back and bring up my co-host, Monticello Mitchell, right after Luther.
That's when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence. My father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love to dance with my father again. I know I'm praying for much too much, but
Again by Luther Vandross, and again welcome to our show tonight. One of the things that, you know, this business is about God first, family second, and business. And you know, I just wanted to put that Luther piece in there because family is very important to me. And you know, I had a little call earlier today from my grandson who's very close to me, and so I was thinking about that song as many have talked about some different things, and it's wanted to kick the show off with that as we get ready to go into, hey, one of the most exciting business opportunities out there today that can help you fulfill some of your dreams and your hopes and your ideas in terms of making your family significant, big, and all the things that you want to achieve. And, hey, McCall, it's Monticello Mitchell. You there?
I'm here, Satali. Yes, sir.
All right.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, starting to show off like that was something different, but what it does is it reemphasizes the priorities. I mean, God, family, and business. And I think if more people would focus on, you know, keeping it in that order, of course, their spiritual life will be better, their family life will be better, and their business life would be even greater, because once those first two things are taken care of, I mean, then you could just go on and just freely, free of mind, just blow your business up, man. That's, you know, I just believe that to be true.
Yeah, we all have to be anchored into something, and you want to be anchored into something good, and what better thing to be anchored into in terms of, you know, your family. As my grandmother used to always say, charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. She says, always do for your family first what you would do for others, because charity starts at home and spread abroad. So, you know, I just thought that I wanted to share that, you know, to just sort of kick the tone off tonight as we get into, you know, the essence of this opportunity and what, you know, people can carve out of it for themselves and for their family. As we listen to, you know, the morning call this morning, you know, and Rick Ricketts was on there talking about, you know, how he's applying this business to his family. And folks, I know it's called a YTB Travel Party Show tonight. And part of what you want to do at travel parties is be able to share stories. And as you share stories, then people can better relate to the business. And so, you know, that's to me, that's very important. And McCall, this morning, Monty, you know, as we talk about sharing stories and the big program we got coming up Sunday called This Is My Story. What is your feeling about this whole thing about this story sharing as people, you know, moving forward in this business and just sharing with everybody that they real people and who they are?
Man, I believe telling your story is a way to connect the dots with people, because so many times, you know, business feels so cold sometimes, you know, and business would not be business without the human element. So I think when you share your story and other people share their story, you know, you become more human in the eyes of other people, and they don't just see you wanting to make a dollar, you know, a dollar with them or off of them. You know, they see that you're a real person with a family and with a spiritual grounding. And so telling your story just lets everybody know that, hey, I'm human. And then when you got a lot of storytelling going on, and guess what? From knowing somebody else's story, it could help you in some ways. I mean, you may be going through some things that somebody has already experienced, and you hear their story, and you go like, oh, you know, I can relate to that. And then, well, how did you handle that situation? So a lot of times it just makes it a lot easier. We heard TV one day. He was talking about being at the service station, and he just yelled at the pump on the other side of his pump. He just yells, you know, how much is the gas over there? And he just started a conversation. So it's all about, we always talk about it, becoming conversation specialist.
Yeah, so true. It's interesting that you mentioned that, because today it was revealed that the IRS, because of the gas crunch, they just raised the mileage allowance. The mileage allowance was 50.5 cents per mile. But the IRS has raised it from July 1, 2008 to December to 58.4 cents a mile. So for those people that know how to take advantage of that, that is one of the ways that you can save money on your gasoline. But you need to have a home-based business so that you can calculate out the mileage to help you be able to offset money that you're currently spending to be able to get, you know, an adjustment when it comes to dealing with your taxes at the end of the year. But I thought that was interesting today when I picked up the paper and that the IRS has passed a new thing for the mileage to increase it to almost 8 cents per gallon, which means, well, I mean, yeah, 8 cents per mile. I'm sorry, not 8 cents per mile, which means for every mile that you drive in business-related mileage, that is 58.4 cents that you can write off as a mileage tax deduction. So, you know, I mean, that's a huge thing, because what it's saying, again, is that we have these issues and you have these problems. But if you're not positioned in the solution side of the equations, then even though there's some solutions that are out there, you can't take advantage of them because you're not positioned in a way to benefit from these changes.
And you know what, Satawi? In every situation, the government will address the business owner first, because the business owner is the one that's affecting the economy and keeping the economy going. So it just makes even more sense to own your own business, because any kind of breaks is going to come about is going to come to the business owner first. It's passed to the business owner first, and most of the time it's never passed to the consumer or the employee. But the government, it's doing its job. I mean, its job is to keep the economy moving, and we're kind of sluggish right now. But as you can see, like from what you just mentioned, the government is addressing the issue from the business owner standpoint.
Right. And people can position themselves, you know, to have a home-based business to take advantage of that and, you know, help recoup some of them dollars that they're putting out there on, you know, the tremendous cost of gas, because from all indications, the price is going to go up before it goes down. So it's not so much about how high is this going to get, but what is your, you know, what is your remedy? What is your solution? And everybody's remedy and solutions are going to be different. Some people, they're just going to go ahead and pay more. Some people are going to drive less. But if you can position yourself to have a business and learn how to take advantage of the tax laws, then you might can save yourself some relief. And so that's the whole point of this, people, as you're out there listening tonight, is that how to save yourself some relief.
And Satawi, what a business we have. What a business we have. My wife and I were looking at the news a little earlier today, and it was talking about travel and how the airline industry is doing this and those type things. And we looked at each other, we kind of giggled, because we're like, you know what, no matter what happens, people are going to travel. People are going to travel, and what industry are we in?
That's it, travel industry.
And so our industry, works in any type of economy, because folks, believe it or not, some people will take a vacation before they will pay their mortgage. I mean, that's just the way it is. And so what a better place to be in than in this industry, the travel industry, doing what we're doing, Sir Townley.
Yeah, I mean, it's so wonderful because we're positioned in a, you know, in a, what some people would always say is an upscale market, a market to, you know, basically, you know, that you always are going to have customers. In other words, you don't really have a huge downtime because people are going to constantly, as you said, be traveling. People have to get to places, and they got to get there. And, you know, there ain't no other way to get there but to travel to get there. So, I mean, it's not that they're going to say, well, I'm not going. Someone has, you know, family members that lives in another state, and there's something that comes up in terms of, you know, family situation, they're going to have to get there, whether it's a marriage, a funeral, a graduation, a celebration, a baby shower. They're going to, you know, out of some of those different occasions, they're going to try to find a way to get there. And it's not out of guilt or anything like that. It's just a day, you know, that's just part of what people do. And so, you know, in order to get there, they got to travel.
And so the more people that know what it is that you do as far as your business, our business is travel. So the more people that know that's what we do, they'll be coming to us saying, hey, how can you help me? And basically, what are we going to do? We're going to direct them to our website, our travel website, our travel store, and some people will need your assistance, some people won't. We're going to direct them to our travel store so they can purchase what they need or purchase what they want to get where they want to go. And when people travel, you know, whenever you travel, you're gonna get lodging. You know, you're gonna. Some people gonna want to do some things, restaurants, theaters, plays, those type things, and we have all of that available on our website, Sir Tyler.
Yeah, and if they go out the country, there's some other things they need. They need a passport. They need to maybe exchange currency. You know, and they can do all of those things too. So, you know, I mean, it's bigger, folks. It's those of you out there listening, it's bigger than just airplanes, hotels, and rental cars. I mean, there's so many different variables that you know, people are able to take advantage of through going to your site and be able to take care of their travel needs. And that's the product side. Now, the other side is the ability to be able to share with people how they can position themselves to be a distributor of this product and get involved in the network marketing side. And with that, you know, there's a tremendous opportunity to build your own distribution system and make unlimited income. Share some of the features of the marketing side while listening to audience, Monty, please.
I'll tell you what. Companies are paying big bucks for people to help them to expand into other markets. And our company is no different. I mean, with our company, there are basically two positions. You can come in as a referring travel agent and have a travel site, and people go to your site to book their travel, which you get paid on. 60% of the commission paid to YTB, you get paid. And then the other side is the marketing rep position, which a marketing rep also has a website, and the marketing rep markets travel sites. The marketing rep markets travel stores. So, like I say, companies are paying big bucks for people to help them expand their company, and our company has a tremendous compensation plan for individuals to help us expand our company. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And here's the other thing, as far as expansion is concerned, people are looking for ways to help them meet this energy crisis that we're having, or this inflation that we're having. In other words, people are looking for other ways other than their plan A, their full-time job, their 40-year plan. People are looking for other ways to make more money. And we have that other way, with our company, Your Travel Biz. You have an opportunity to build your own company within the YTB company and help YTB expand into other markets.
And with that, folks, you know, we have a system where you come into the business, and basically what you need to do is to build a distribution system is to end up with three personally sponsored travel stores that are direct to you. And then after you have those three that's direct to you, you and those three people, your team, come up with three more, and you have something that's completed that's called your first team, but you're also at with something we call a 50% match, and I'll come back to that in a minute. But you have your first team completed, and once you have your first team completed, then you receive the highest paid contract that the company had, which is called Power Team Leader. From there, every time your team grows in a number of six, whether you personally sponsor those people or people that are part of your power team help you sponsor those people, you get a $1,000 leadership bonus. You get $100 for every person that you personally sponsor, $50 for every person somebody on your team sponsors. And when we say sponsor, basically what we're talking about is opening up other outlets, helping the company expand this business. Again, the company is concerned about doing word-of-mouth advertising because they feel as though that if family and friends know that you have a travel online travel booking engine the same as Orbis, Expedia, Travelocity, and the other companies, is that they would book their travel through you. So that's how we take the money that these other companies use for advertisement and pay out in commissions. But also the other beauty of that is besides the bonus money that you get and the money you get for helping open up new stores, like I say, once you have those three people direct to you in terms of stores, you get something that's called the 50% match, and I'll let my co-host share with y'all what the 50% match is about.
Man, that's so exciting. The 50% match is so exciting. Imagine recommending somebody, you have a job, you're working your 40-year plan, you have a job, and you recommend a friend, one of your friends, you recommend them for a position with your company. That friend gets the job and starts to make money. And every time that friend gets paid, you get paid too. For instance, if that friend is making $500 a week, you had a 50% match, you're going to get $250. Every time that friend gets paid because you recommended them, you're going to get paid half of what they make, and that's called a 50% match. Well, that's never going to happen on your job. Let's just keep it real. It's never going to happen on your job, but it happens every day at YTB. We have something in our compensation plan called a 50% match, and once you get three personally sponsored reps under you, or three personally sponsored travel stores, you're at a 50% match. So anytime they get paid, you're going to get paid 50% of what they make. If they make a fortune, you're going to make half a fortune. I mean, that's just very exciting, Satali.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's from for the rest of their life and the rest of your life, because the other side, people, we're not talking about like a job when you transition and go home to glory, you know, or your job went with you. Here, this business gets passed on to your family members, which means when you're no longer here and that person also that you're making a 50% match on, they're no longer here. Their family's earning the money off of what they built, and you're getting money off of what you built, and you still receive that income. And I believe that's just such a phenomenal feature to offer in terms of compensation. And, you know, we still ain't got to all of the goodies yet, people. You know, this is just moving you along the way, just helping you position yourself. Next they have, when you have 100 travel stores in your power team, which I said is the highest paid contract in the company. When you have 100 travel stores in your power team and 100, that doesn't mean you brought on all 100 of those people by yourself. That means you and your team, you'll get a $10,000 bonus. That's right, a $10,000 leadership bonus per increments of 100 people. Every time you get 100 people in your power team. Not one time like, okay, well, you know, you got 100 people, you got a $10,000 bonus, and no matter how many more people you bring in, you never can get that again. No, the company will continue to give you that bonus over and over and over again for every new 100 people that come in on your power team. Once you have a total of 500 people in your business, and again, this is not you bringing in 500 people, but through you and your team efforts, people, because it takes the team to make the dream work. Through you and your team efforts, once you have a total of 500 people, you become what's called a national director in this company. And with that comes certain goodies and benefits and other stuff, and I'll let my co-host share what you get when you become a national director.
Man, oh man, that's another exciting part of our business and our company. When you become a national director, you're going to get free major medical, Blue Cross Blue Shield. You're going to get free life insurance. You're going to be a part of a profit-sharing program. You're going to get bonuses. I mean, and this is all because you decided that you wanted to grow your own business. I mean, you think in terms of a McDonald's. McDonald's, there are about 20,000 McDonald's stores out there. And you can do the same thing. You can build your business to have a distribution outlets of 20,000, you know, and though that should be your goal, because, you know, the more outlets you have out there, naturally, the more money you're going to make, Satali.
Yep, and folk, with that becomes, you know, you get residual income and money that's going to come to you for the rest of your life, and you can learn how, through doing this, position yourself to master. One of the things that Robert Kiyosaki talks about is the cash flow quadrant, where you can end up positioning yourself to have a serious business that will pay you and your family for the rest of your life, because with a job or with being self-employed, you only can pay yourself as you do, as opposed to what you and your team does. And so, folks, you know, those are some of the key features and aspects of this opportunity called YTB. And as we wind down, we're down to about a minute and a half left. Let my co-host share closing remarks, and then I'll go ahead and wrap up for the night. And we just want to thank everybody for tuning in.
Folks, come on board YTB. Build yourself a business so you can get out of the slump of what's going on in the economy and not being able to keep up with inflation and not being able to keep up with the rising cost of gas and food. I mean, come on board and build yourself a company, build yourself a huge distribution system so you can live a comfortable life. Come on board.
Okay, folks. You heard what we had to say for tonight. You know, we very pleased that you tuned in, and hey, as Monty said, come on board. Sunday, we have a special broadcast called This Is My Story, and you will hear from different leaders in YTB as they share their story and how they've been able to use this vehicle and this opportunity to change their lives, change their destiny, and the course and destiny of their family lives. And once again, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in. God bless you. We love you. And, hey, check us out in the morning with your Just Set Morning Call. And, hey, keep plugging in so you can win. And we just thank you for tuning in to our show. Take care. God bless.